radio chat. What a wonderful day it is. Why? Because the Lord has created this day and he created us. So this is the day that the Lord has made. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't matter what's going on, what news report I got, no matter what nobody said, didn't say, what they think, what they don't think, how they feel or what they don't feel, including myself. Today is a blessed day and I'm so glad to be in it. And thank God for Dr. Gina's radio chat. With you guys, I'm just so blessed to be a part of your life each and every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Well, it's Wednesday and it is February. Lord Jesus, my birthday is in February. It is January the 24th. And today in Washington, D.C., it's cloudy right now, 44 degrees, and our high is going to be partly sunny, 46 in Detroit, where I was born and raised. Hey, Detroit, it is 27 degrees, very cloudy. Ooh, brr, 27 degrees. 29 is your high today. Richmond, VA, you are partly cloudy, 49 degrees, and your high is going to be sunny, 52 degrees. And we got Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Jacksonville, you are partly cloudy, 55 degrees, and you're going all the way up to 63 degrees, partly cloudy later on today. And I got some friends in sunshine, Dallas, Texas, sunny, 48 degrees, and your high is going to be 61 and nothing but sun. And London, got to give a shout out to you. Rain, 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 and more rain, 46 degrees, and you are actually going up this evening at 49, where you will not have any more clouds in the sky. Huntsville, you are 45 degrees, and your high is going to be 50, and you're sunny all day. Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Augusta, Georgia, I haven't forgotten about you. And don't forget, I am coming back right soon, quick. The spring is right around the corner. We're going to have the Health and Soul Fitness Boot Camp just for you. I'm going to just let you know that announcement, that PSA going to be coming soon. It's going to hit you. Be ready, Augusta, Georgia. You are sunny, 50 degrees, and your high is going to be 59 degrees. Okay, I got a word for y'all because I know this has been on some people's hearts. I want to give you some encouragement that you got to wait on God no matter what, y'all. Listen to this. In Malachi 3, verse 14 through 15, it's just simple like this. I'm reading this out of the Amplified. You have said it is useless to serve God, and what profit is it if we keep his ordinance and walk gloomingly and as if in mourning apparel before the Lord of hosts? And now we consider the proud and arrogant to be happy and favored. Evildoers are exalted and prosper. Yes, and when they test God, they escape unpunished. Okay, so in other words, a lot of us feel like we've been serving God, we've been paying our tithes, we've been, you know, fasting and praying and serving and doing all these things, and we're still struggling, or we're still single, or we're still babyless, or we're still, you know, in debt, or whatever the situation, we're struggling with an illness, all of these things. And so the enemy tempts us to start thinking, what's the point of being a goody two-shoes? I'm just gonna say it like somebody's thinking it. What's the point of being a goody two-shoes? What's the point of me doing the right thing when everybody I know doing the wrong thing, and they got cars and houses and they shopping and they doing all these things and got their family, their husband and all of this stuff. They doing this, they got their wife, they got this business, they doing all this, they doing all that. It's easy to get sucked into that. We look at videos, we're looking at TV, and we're, you know, comparing our lives to everybody else's life. But listen, just because something is temporarily shining, okay, doesn't mean it's everlasting. I'm going to say that one more time. Just because something is temporarily shining doesn't mean that it's everlasting. God has given us everlasting life. He gave us a promise. All we have to do is fight through those temptations of comparing ourselves to somebody else, remain faithful to our Father, because he is always faithful to us. And instead of worrying about what we don't have, just calculate all the things we do have. Stand in your right now and thank him for the light that you have, the children that you were able to birth. It's so many people that have worse than you. You got a roof over your head. You got food in your belly. You able to, even if it's a struggle, God is making it happen. Come on, somebody. It may not be the way you want it to be, but it's right on time, and God is still blessing you. So I want to encourage you to be consistent. Don't allow the enemy to waver your faith. Don't allow him to pull you out of your lane. Come on, somebody. Stay in your lane. Remain in your now. Trust God. Do not compare your life to nobody else. God judges the heart of man. It's not about the outward list. It's not about what somebody got. It's not about the tangible things. It's about everlasting, soulful things that God has already ordained, already blessed you, already redeemed you. He's got so much more for you, but these are tests that we will go through. And a lot of times people fall short and they miss their mark. Their times of faithful, you know, joy and peace and all this stuff, they miss those moments and they give it to the enemy to steal their joy. And so, listen, I want you to remain. Listen, I've had situations and I've had struggles. I've had disappointments. I've had been misled. I've been, you know, lied to. It's things that I wanted and I didn't get. But you know what? When I put everything in perspective, I am so thankful I'm not where I used to be. Oh my God, I didn't have nothing and I was in the world. And when I thought I had something, it always got tore up, broke up, it got divided, it didn't last. So I'm telling you, do not think the grass is always greener on the other side just because something temporal is glistening and shining. Listen, you better look at the blood of Jesus that prevails over you and trust that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you ever ask or think. This is your season. You got to claim it every season. Even if next season come around and it didn't happen the way you thought it was, I tell you what you do. Stop thinking. Follow along with what God says. Go with the flow. The Bible says we live, move, and have our being by His Spirit. You know where your blessings are? By moving by His Spirit. So instead of just, daydreaming and fantasizing and always wanting it your way, just bow down to the Father. Surrender to the King and let Him do it better, because the Bible says He will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. So if you've seen it, if you tasted it, if you touched it, if you spoke it, honey, He got something better than that. So anything that you done seen somebody else with and you done compared your life to, just thank and praise God, because He's got something better for you than what you even saw. All right? Now, that's my word for the day. I hope it blessed you. Now we're getting ready for my main man, William Demps. I'm super excited. I want you to hear this brand new sound that he has. It's so amazing. A beautiful song. It's definitely going to bless you, and you definitely want to tune in for that. Beauty Out of You. Stay tuned. He'll be right back after you hear a taste of his new project, Beauty Out of You. Okay?
As I think about my journey, it's amazing how you kept me. Can't always say that I was perfect, but I'm so glad you preserved me. I'm an example how you used broken pieces and made something beautiful. It's true, you bring out the very best in me.
I'm a part of your love, and I'm never forgetting all you do.
I am doing amazing, Miss Dina. How are you?
I am so glad that you are on. I love that sound, man. I love it. Urban
Come
and contemporary gospel music at its best, William Demps.
Wow. I definitely appreciate that love, and I am honored to be on with you today and honored to have your support of this brand new single, Beauty Out of You. Thank you so much.
Well, you know what? It's our pleasure and joy, and that's what we do right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love to support kingdom builders and stand behind them and support and just, you know, be a wave to the fan of fire.
Come on. That's what it's all about.
Now. So listen, there's so much to you. I want the listeners to just get as much of you as possible while we got you for this short time. I mean, you have collaborated, done some great work with John P. Key. You know, they say that's what really launched your whole gospel artistry off the hemisphere. Just launched you right out there. Work with Kiara Sheard and Ricky Dillard, Donald Lawrence, Clark, Dorinda Clark Cole, and I mean folks from Detroit, Dawkins and Dawkins.
Yeah. come on. Yes. God has been good.
How was the experience with you and John B. Key? How did that come about?
You know what? John B. Key and I connected years ago. I was just serving in my home church and serving in my local community, opening up for a lot of the different concerts that would come into town. And there was a local promoter that would continue to call my church to do praise and worship. And at that time, I was just starting to record my own music and was a part of like the GMW local, what they call it, the GAG, the Gospel Announcers Guild. And so I had put together my first little demo, my 3-song demo, and had been opening up for a lot of concerts and honestly had start getting discouraged because I had start sharing my music and I really wasn't getting the response that I wanted or thought. You know, they said, you know, you got something good, but nobody was helping me out or giving me a hand up. And I remember my father telling me, son, you need to go to this concert. And I love John P. Key, but I was just in a little bit of a discouraged season. I think I was around like 18, 19 years old, went to the concert, and the promoter said after the concert, I want you to come meet Pastor Key. I had opened up for him maybe 2 or 3 times, but whenever I would open, he wasn't in the building yet. And so this time, I got a chance to meet him personally. I gave him my music. And I got a call from Pastor Key later on that night. And for anybody that knows anything about Pastor Key and New Life, they travel a lot on their bus. He was traveling on this bus, called me at like 1:00 in the morning. I could not believe that Pastor Key was calling me. And he was telling me that he was working on a new artist showcase project and he wanted me to be a part of it. And the rest is history.
Woo! Look at God. It only takes one moment. It just takes one moment. That's it. I mean, if we could just trust God to order our steps and really just, if we go with the flow of the anointing, the Holy Spirit, I mean, it'll just pop.
Yes.
That is so awesome. So you've been on your grind ever since. And like I said, you've opened and done some work with Fred Hammond and Kiara and all of them. What has that experience been like for you to be on stage with some of these great gospel folks again?
You know,
so many in Detroit, Michigan.
It's been amazing because, you know, God opens up so many doors when you walk in faithfulness. I heard you talking earlier in your show about just trusting God in obscurity when it does not work, when it doesn't seem like it's making sense. You know, and that's what this song that I released is all about, is really understanding, like Romans, I think it's 8:28 says, "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose." What I had to learn is that everything that works for good does not always feel good. And so we got to trust God even in that middle place where it does not feel good, called process. And as I trusted God in process, he began to connect dots for me that feel good could not connect. You know, but trial, transition, change, pain produced glory. It produced, it actually produced the next level for my life. And so it hasn't been easy, but I've watched God do it. And so he connected me to these amazing people that had already been serving through Sunday Best, through opening up of concerts and through different collaborations. As I walked in faithfulness, God connected the dots. Yeah.
So tell us about Sunday's Best experience.
Man, Sunday Best was awesome. It was a The initial experience was grueling because there's a lot of different levels to it. So a lot of people don't know many of the contestants show up at, you know, anywhere between 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. You're waiting for the doors to open, which may not open till like 9 or 10 o'clock. Then you have about 3 or 4 different rounds that you have to go before you make it to the big stage. And so it definitely vetted your commitment and your focus just to get there. But then once we got there and began to meet the different contestants that would be a part of the top 20, we built relationships that are still lasting, met some incredible people, and actually learn how to do ministry on a whole nother level, because there's a ministry side, but then there's also a business side. So really tapping into what it takes to actually do the day-to-day task of being an artist and doing it on a very high and professional level for television, so the word can get out to the people in a very excellent way. So it was amazing. Met some incredible people. I think the judges my year were Pastor Donnie, Kiara Shear, Yolanda Adams, and Kim Burrell. And so they were awesome people who have encouraged me even to this day. And so it's been incredible because it puts you in front of millions of people, and so many doors have opened as a result. I got a chance to write for my girl, Crystal Aiken, which was a first-year winner, wrote on her last record, also wrote for Bashan Mitchell. I got a chance to also pen Jeffrey Golden, my boy that won the season that I was on. I wrote his title cut, Kingdom, for his last record. And so God has been opening up so many amazing doors, and it's brought me to my latest contribution, which is now Beauty Out of You. And we have a brand new EP that shall be hitting the streets in just a couple months. We're looking to get it out by the top of second quarter. So I want y'all to definitely follow me on my social media and stay tuned, because we got some brand new music that is coming, and I'm totally excited about it.
Endless possibilities. Yes. That's what I'm reading in your bio. This is the thing. I mean, and I want to just tap on this, because one thing we do here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, whenever we have guests, we gotta give some kind of nuggets of something to take with them, especially those that are in the industry, those that want to be in the industry, those that are writers or, you know, psalmists or whatever. You know, we want to give them some kind of a ray of hope and some inspiration. Yes. And so I heard you say, and this is what I took out of it, with Sunday's Best, and even with the John P, but just with Sunday's Best and tagging along with what I was saying earlier in Malachi chapter 3 about looking over at somebody else's grass, you know what I mean? And you're in a competition like that, even as a child of God, there's other believers. Mm-hmm. Everybody's praying that this is their moment. Everybody is believing that this is their moment. So all of God's children are in this situation that's competitive, but yet everybody's praying the same prayer, crying out to God. Tell the listeners, I mean, what is it that you can say instead of, you know, looking over their shoulder or looking over across the way and, you know, comparing yourself? What was it that kept you faithful and grounded to do what you, to give what you had, your portion?
Man, you know what? That's such a good point. And it was a valuable lesson for me in that season. And God, it simply is this. Is you have to focus on relationship more than you focus on opportunity. When you begin to focus, first of all, on your relationship with God, you understand that He loves us incredibly. So what that means, first of all, is that there's no good thing that He will hold from any of us. And He knows. He knows exactly what we need. And I'm a preacher, and so let me take you to the Word on this. I think about the example of Lazarus and Jesus. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus who got sick, and ultimately his sisters called on Jesus. Jesus took two extra days to get to him. In the meantime, Lazarus died. And in our lives, many times we're waiting, we're sending for Jesus in our situation. We want him to show up, but he showed up when he wants to. In the scripture, we find out for the glory of God, he delayed his arrival. And I want us to understand this, that in our situation, he knows how to produce the glory or the beauty out of your situation. And so he will delay his arrival in your situation based upon relationship, because he knows the plans that he has for you. Come on, somebody. He knows the plans that he has for William just as much as he knows the plans he has for Dr. Gina. And so he showed up 2 days later and resurrected him, because he said, I am the resurrection. And so I want to remind our listeners, no matter what you're facing, you may be looking at your neighbor's situation, but base your situation off a relationship, because as I base my situation off a relationship, I watched the hand of God produce glory in my life, and he took me another path. I was able to celebrate my brother for his season of elevation, but I watched God walk me into my season of elevation in the same way. It was just a different path. But
it was a different path, and that's what I want people to be encouraged by. It doesn't have to be the same way, and it could be some other sort of way. This is why he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. I mean, if we ask whatever we ask or think, and we have to get that in our spirit that, you know what, I believe in God to do what I can't do. That's what he wants us to trust him with. And so even though we're getting a sample of something, doesn't mean that's our end. You see what I'm saying?
That's
like, you had a sample at Sunday's, but look at where you are right now. I mean,
I'm trying to tell you.
I think about some of these competitions, right? And some of them win and they get that title, right? But then that might be where their thing is at. But then what about the person that several people done seen and that person didn't win, but yet they're more busier. Their schedule is, their product is being pushed out. They're not in a box. You know, God wants, us are meant to be in one region. Some of us, he has given us several territories too. Come on, y'all don't hear this. Mm-hmm. Y'all better go and have a relationship with the Father like William say now.
Yeah, you gotta have a relationship with the Father. And you said something. You said he'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But I have to add this part. It says according to the power that works in you. So it's according to the faith that you have, the relationship that you have. And so I started off with the importance of relationship with God, but then beyond relationship with God, we have to take that same mentality and work it in our community, relationship with people, where I'm not trying to connect to people just for what I can get out of them, but I'm connected with them for their journey, and it changes everything, Dr. Gina.
Don't put your calling before the passion and love for God's people. Like, don't put, you know, gift before what God is calling you to do, which is go and set the campus free.
Right.
I mean, it's everything is in order, you know what I mean? And it's all selfless, wouldn't you say? It's not of self. It's selfless. It's a sacrifice. And he'll add all these things onto you when you put his kingdom first.
He will.
And a lot of times we get so distracted by social media and the numbers and you know, who's buying, who's listening, who can I get connected with, getting PRs, getting this, doing all of this, and we're not focusing on God and what he's leading us to do, to win a soul, to change lives, to make a difference on earth as it is in heaven. And he will, if he can trust you with little, and to him, that is not little.
Yes.
That is the call. Come on, y'all.
That is the call, to go and change lives
and win souls, right? And heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind. Be a trumpet, be a light, be the sound.
But we try to put everything
we want first and thinking that's the way God wants to do it. But, oh my God, we can go on and preach a sermon right here on Dr. Gina's radio show. I love this type of fire. I love it. And I know it's blessing a lot of you. And I do encourage you guys, listen, go and purchase Beauty Out of You. He's got
Beauty
new stuff coming
right
again.
Now.
Urban contemporary gospel music, William Demps. I got Gina G, my co-host. She's got a question for you. She's been sitting back letting us do this, you know, this ministry thing. But, you know, she makes us laugh and she got stuff to say too. So, Gina, what you got to say to William Demps? You got a question or a comment?
Well, child, I'm just over here just filled. Lord, I'm just soaking it all in. I'm like, Lord, did you know what I needed to hear today? Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you, first of all. I know that you are anointed and you're blessed and your vocals and your whole life has just changed the life of others. But I want to ask you, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this? Were there other dreams that you had as a child? Were there other visions you thought you had for your life that was not what God had planned for you?
Well, you know what? Check this out. One thing that I'm not doing that I desire to do, and this is it's really off the beat trail of what I do now, is I wanted to do architecture. However, I at this point, I have my hands full, though, because I'm doing the music ministry all over the world, and then I'm also pastoring. I'm in my seventh year of assistant pastoring over here in Seattle, Washington, the Paradise of Praise Ministry.
Paradise of Praise Ministry.
yeah, And then I also own a salon. So I specialize in making people look good, you know, making people look their best. And so we've been in that business for over 10 years, and God is
Wait a minute. Hold up.
I heard it too.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it too.
Wait a minute.
Come on, somebody. That's right. We can pull it together.
And
you said hair in Seattle, yeah. Washington?
In Seattle, Washington, prolific hair design. If you ever come to my city, check it out.
Wait a minute. Are you flipping curly irons for real? Are you doing it?
Listen, we can fade it, we can braid it, we can sew it. Come on, we can know it, we can fix it.
Yeah.
See, we don't have a cousin, is it, William? Okay.
Let me tell you right now.
Yeah,
really? That's amazing. Beauty salon. Okay, tell us more, William. What else?
So check this out. This is another nugget for those that are believing for God to birth out ministry in their waiting season. I had to learn in my waiting season, just like Paul. Mm. Paul was assigned to ministry, but in the midst of him being assigned to ministry, he made tents. Come on, somebody. A lot of us want God to just do everything, but you have to do what He's given your hands to do, and I don't know what that is for each person, but you have to be diligent to walk in faithfulness in what He's given you to do first, as He's birthing out what you dream about, what keeps you up at night. And so through that, it's been a vehicle that has allowed me the agility to do ministry and to birth out the call of God on my life in a greater way. So I just want to encourage those, you know, don't just sit twiddling your fingers talking about nobody calling me. Go out there, get you a job. Right. Come on, somebody, birth out something and work it and watch the hand of God.
I tell people that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You don't have to do one thing. You can do 10 things. You can do 50. If he stretched you and your ability he's given you the strength to do it, the wisdom to do it, and He's equipped you to do it, you can do it. It's 24 hours in a day. Okay,
listen,
it's 7 days
and
a week.
Come on,
you can do more than just preach on a pulpit and write a book. You can do more than just make music. It's so many things out there that God can put His anointing on. It's a way of life. People get that mixed up. They think church is just church. You know, Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. You know, we go to choir rehearsal. Your ministry is everywhere. I mean, I have a fitness DVD, and here Gina does ministry through her comedy. I mean, it's ministry is a life. It's a way of life. It's not just in one arena. So this is interesting, William. We really got to know you.
You know, God is faithful, and I want all your listeners, if you would, I want you to follow me on my Facebook page, which is simply facebook.com/William Demps. Last name is D-E-M-P-S. You can also follow me on my Instagram and my Twitter at this handle, which is William D as in David, SB7. Y'all follow me on those outlets. I want to connect with you. I want to hear how the song is blessing you and impacting you, and I definitely want you to go on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and pick up that brand new single, and definitely tap into those social media outlets, because I am constantly traveling all across this country spreading the word through the preach word and through also the sung word, all right? So we want to come and win on Be a Blessing. All the information is on those outlets, and I appreciate you all one more time for having me.
I'm going to follow you. You follow me, William. Gina G, yes. Don't follow. You don't follow. We don't follow each other. This has been amazing. Thank you so much, William, for joining us. William Demps, you guys, go ahead and purchase Beauty Out of You. We kept him longer than normal, but you know what? This was a blast. I couldn't let him go.
Yes,
and you know what? You're a friend, you're a family to us right now here on Dr.
Come
Gina's
on,
radio chat, William.
Now.
So anything you got going on, all you got to do is DM me, inbox me, let's set a date, let's put it together, and you can come on and drop and let everybody know what's going on with you, William Demps, and what God has you doing, spreading all the glory and all the gospel of the kingdom of God. We just love you, William.
Love you guys.
Thank you
so
much. Excited. All right, you guys go ahead and go on Instagram right now. Go on Facebook, William Demps. Go ahead and follow him. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. See you guys
soon. All right, love you, man. All right, until next time. All right, now we're getting ready to transition right over to Gina G. She's got What She Say coming up. But first, I want to say, listen, if you don't know about Salon Dewan, you got to check her out. 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14, Temple Hills, Maryland. I love Dewan. Yes, I said it. Her phone number is 202-802-3098. She's got luxurious hair of all textures. She's got the Glam Super Grow Scalp Rejuvenator, Conditioning, Detangling Spray, Pure Coconut Oil, Control Your Style. I love Control Your Style because it controls my edges. Even though I got baby hair, my edges need to still be controlled, especially when I'm wearing front lace or when I'm wearing... especially when I'm wearing my hair. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that you gotta go ahead and check her out in the DMV area. Again, I love my girl Salon at Salon Dewan. Dewan, she is amazing. 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14, Temple Hills, Maryland 20748. Again, her number's 202-802-3098. Go on and get your hair. I love it there. All right, Gina G, what you got for What She Say?
What She Say, honey? First of all, I'm just excited. Woo, girl, I'm filled up. So I'm trying to fill the fellas up right now. I'm trying to fill them up and having an Elite 8 credit card in their wallet. Fellas, listen to me. Not all females are looking for you to spend money on them just to be able to go out with them. Okay, I just want to let it be known. We don't mind a nice phone call, a nice walk on the beach, a nice gesture to the park. We don't mind none of that. All these other women may have y'all confused. Oh, I need to go here. Oh, I need red bottoms. Oh, I need a Gucci purse. Listen to me, fellas. Not all females are what you see on social media. There are some females out here that are old-fashioned. They want the good old pick up the phone. Don't you text me. Don't you do it. Don't you DM me. I need you to pick up the phone, have a conversation with me. Let's go for a walk. Let's go work out together. Let's do things where you can keep your credit card in your wallet. Because I don't need nobody over here talking about, oh, man, I took her out and I spent all this money on her and now she ain't giving me none. Look at here. If you took her to the park and she don't give you none, you didn't lose nothing but some time. Okay, so look at here, fellas. Leave your credit card in your wallet. Let's go back to the times where we were sweet to women. You remember that song, Treat Her Like a Lady? My boy said, treat her like a lady. Even the cigarette that she smoked, even help her with her coat. Some of us are still living by those laws today. So keep your credit card, because we got our own money in 2018. Women is doing things. We can buy our own steak, our own 2 for $20. You buy your 2 for $20, I buy my 2 for $20. But we do want a walk at the beach, a nice lunch in the park. Let's go to the gym. Let's talk on the phone. What she say? Yeah, I said it. Stop thinking everybody is an Instagram female and we just want the same things, because we all do not want the same things. I'm just saying, Dr. Gina, I'm sick of this. Fellas thinking that we all the same and we all want the same things. And oh, I gotta spend my money, so I ain't calling her because she gonna want me to spend my money. No, we don't. We don't want it. We don't want it. That's what she said today.
It's so true, and all I got to say is I didn't do it. That's all I got to say. I don't know who did what. I don't know who said it. I don't know if it was mama, your auntie, your grandma. I don't know if it was the girl next door, but I did
right.
not do it.
Okay? Exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to be paying for everybody who came along and hurt your feelings, okay? I don't.
Right. Like, I'm not paying for her mistakes.
I don't want that.
That's right. Do something different. What you did with your last one and it didn't work, how about you try to do something different the next go around? Okay,
yeah.
Because it's called insanity when you do the same thing and you expect a different outcome. That's what is called insanity. So let's stop being insane and try something different. Please.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely. That was good. We're going to talk more about that. But yeah, she said it, y'all. What she said. Gina G, she said it. And we're going to touch more on that. But first, we got to go right into a commercial break, you guys. We'll be right back with Domencia. She's the owner of the Chic Shack. And we'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the keys against the enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the keys against the enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Kiki Wyatt and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
Kiki Wyatt. All right, hey, how you doing, Domencia? What you got for us today, girl?
Hey, good morning. So first, I want to say that was excellent advice. You definitely have to try different things out. I was just like, that's great advice. Secondly, so my word of advice today is a little different. I want to say kind of stick to the basics. When it comes to style, you have to build your wardrobe around basic pieces and build on top of that. Gina, like the other day, I just posted a really fun outfit on Instagram, and it was just like a black, you know, sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like you really have to stick to those basics sometimes and build upon that to really build a great wardrobe. Okay. Any thoughts?
Well, I mean, a sweatshirt?
No, I said you need to stick to the basics. So to really build a wardrobe in general, you have to have, like, some solid basic pieces. So even if it's that crisp white, you know, collared top or... like I said, Gina had on a really fun, like, black sweatshirt. You really want to build your wardrobe around basic, fun pieces.
You do, and I've seen that girl, and she looked so cute and just fancy-free. It wasn't like an average sweatshirt. It was a girly sweatshirt.
Yeah, no, it wasn't
sweatshirt.
An athletic one. It was a cute one. Like, she could wear it with a bunch of different pieces. So, I mean, like, me personally, I know, you know, Gina, if you point out my Instagram, I'm all over the place with it. I'm not really a basic style type of person, but I do have, you know, again, those white collar tops, those like black fur, faux fur, sleeveless pieces, just to mix and match with my wardrobe. So really having those basic staple pieces, stick to the basics.
How would you encourage those that are not so daring? See, you're very daring, and I've always been very daring, but I think you're a little more daring than I am. but I, you know what? I can't say that because, I mean, you have access to a lot of really cool stuff. I don't know where you find your stuff, but I know you be finding some real cool stuff. And I know that, you know, when I was younger, I was able to be out there all the time in the mall, you know, not in malls, but like, you know, going different places like New York and stuff like that and see with internet now, I don't explore the internet, you know, like
it's
probably
you. See, you and the internet, we got to get you together.
Yeah, I know. It's a sum. Okay. All right. Don't enunciate. Gotcha. But, you know, this is the thing. I love different stuff. I've had the different shoes. I never was the type that, you know, okay, I'm only going to shop at Neiman's. I'm only going to shop, what I mean? Like the typical, the same, everybody's looking the same. Everybody like the same stuff. I've never been that girl. So that's why you see my stuff is so different and my taste is so different. But if I had access like you, Domencia, it would be a lot, you know, closer to what you like, 'cause I like your style. My thing is, you had a skirt that I really, really, that brown skirt, but I only like the skirt with the belt. What happened if the belt didn't come with the skirt?
So the belt was a vintage, like a designer vintage belt, and we just mixed it together. But, I mean, from your first question, how to really give people encouragement to kind of step out of the box, you kind of have to take baby steps with it. So, like I said, if you have basic pieces, you can build upon that. You may find, like, some really fun boots or, you know, something that puts you out of your comfort zone. You can wear it with all black. You can wear it with something that's not as daring. So, you know, you really want to go with what you're comfortable with, but sometimes you have to push yourself a bit. With that vintage skirt, I mean, it was a vintage belt, and I feel like, you know, I have to put pieces on for people to really see it and be excited about it. Like, if it was in the store, no one would have picked it up.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
So, I mean, but we thank you for that. We thank you for that.
Thanks for being on my team, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we thank you for that, because what would we do? We would not know. I mean, a lot of people, like I said, they're not as creative that way, or it's just an intimidation. And then if they're working in corporate, especially in D.C., it's very corporate-like. Mm-hmm. How would you address that with someone that's in corporate to be a little different? Is it getting a little looser in the government buildings now, or is it still strict?
I think the girls that work at the government, they do their thing. They step out the box a bit too. But, I mean, maybe sticking to more classic, like, cuts. So maybe, like, A-line dresses and knee-length skirts, but with more exciting prints. Or things that, you know, you can take from, you know, the office to happy hour. That's, like, would be my everyday wardrobe. Something that's, of course, work appropriate, but maybe fun, different colors. But you can stick to a classic cut, so you feel like you're fitting into that office setting.
Okay. All right, Gina, what you think about that? I know you in sunny Florida. What is it like there?
Hot. Okay, so let me tell you. In Florida, it is hot. D.C., y'all got the cute sweaters and the coats and the blazers. But it is hot out here. And for grown-ups that don't want to wear the Daisy Dukes and the thigh-high boots, I need a medium. I need somewhere where I could be cute, cool, flowy. You know, what happened to the little MC Hammer pants? And, you know, I want to be flowy here in summer because it is so warm.
That's a good point. I mean, you know, you can be still cute and sexy at any age. You can still do it age appropriate. I feel like if you want to be flowy but still cute and maybe a little bit sexy, maybe, like, stick to showing one body part, like maybe a little bit of shoulder, maybe a little teeny bit of cleavage, but only one specific body part. You don't want to be busting it all open with a bunch of legs and everything out.
Girl, these young girls out here, they got everything out, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm stuck with two little holy jeans because I'm scared to shop in these places, because everything is going to be, like Dr. Gina said, it's going to be all the same, and then we're going to be looking all the same, so you ain't going to know who's 22, who's 42, who's 32, and who's 16, because these 16-year-olds are looking pretty healthy, too. So it's just trying to find
healthy.
A balance. Yes, they are healthy.
You definitely have to find a balance.
Yeah.
You got to find what you're comfortable with.
Well, okay. Listen, we so glad that you get to join us once a month at Domencia. We wish we could have you on all the time, girl. But listen, tell everybody, I mean, because I talk about the She Shack all the time on my social
all
media.
All the time.
You know, I love the store. So tell everybody where they can find this gym in D.C.
So you can find us at 1230 H Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. If you're not local, if you're just not into looking for parking, then you can always find us online at the-chicshock.com. And, of course, all over Instagram and any social media, the_chic_shock.
All right. Well, listen, on social media, where can they follow you again?
at the_chic_shock on Instagram, and Facebook is just the Chic Shock.
All right, you better get it. If you want it, you better go on and get it. All right, thank you, Demetria. Yes. We love you.
All right, Gina, thank you. Love you, too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, Gina. So now, back to this subject here. We you know, this is just like, I mean, I don't know what to say. I met a guy, you know, we were talking about this. I met a guy. And he was nice, you know. I saw him looking, and you know, I went on about my business. As a matter of fact, I was talking to you, and he came up to me and asked me, did I mind him having my phone number so he can try to, you know, call and get to know me? Well, honey, I don't know what happened, but when he called, I don't know what getting to know somebody is, but I felt like I had known this person for 10 years because we got into a debate. The first 5 minutes. I'm talking about angry, militant. I mean, don't want. All I asked was, how old are you? And that set it off.
Wow. He does not like to be questioned. What? How are we going to get to know each other if I don't know nothing?
Yeah. I told him, I said, well, if that's a secret, then we're going to have a problem. Because, I mean, I'm just too old to not ask you questions. I mean, with today, you got to ask questions. And if asking how old you are is a problem. And then, you know, like we were talking before, and I told you that, you know, I've gone and met with a couple of guys that on, you know, a date for coffee or whatever. And their whole spiel is that they don't want to spend money on a dinner date because if they take you out to dinner and they don't really know you, then they take you out to dinner and they realize they don't like you, then they stuck with the bill. Now, what kind of shenanigans is
that? And that's ridiculous. And that is ridiculous. I mean, $40, $50, come on, fellas. You don't even, that is the only way that you're going to get to know someone is by going out and spending time with them, talking to them on the phone. Oh, my gosh. Let's just go to McDonald's. Just pull up to McDonald's and let's just do the 2 for $5. And talk in the car if you feel that it's that serious and that you don't want to spend no money.
But a man is supposed to, they're supposed to represent what they can do. Yes. I mean, I thought that that's what men like. They like to represent that they're able to care for a woman, to take care of a woman. It's not the woman's fault if you picked her to take her out. I mean, that doesn't make sense. You got to get to know somebody before you take her out to dinner? When did we get here?
We gotta eat.
I don't know these type of guys. I don't know them. I didn't grow up with them. Where are the thoroughbreds? That's all I'm saying. Where are they?
I'm telling you, Luther Vandross is gone, honey. Ain't no more Luther Vandrosses, honey. Ain't no more, excuse me, miss, what's your name? That is over with. These guys, like, that's what I'm saying. It's society, and it's the social media. It's the music. Either they want you to take care of them, or they don't want to do absolutely nothing because they feel like that they have to do everything already. Like, oh no, she want me to take her out and do this and do that. What is the problem? That's how that's been doing it since the end of time.
I don't know what the problem is, but I'm going to say that it's not all men. So all my male listeners, you know, I got nothing but love. Me and Gina G love you. Gina married. Yes. I'm single. I mean, I was divorced and now I'm single now. So my thing is, you know, I mean, I've been single now for like, I don't even know, 10 years now, going on 11. But my thing is that, you know, I love our men. We know that there's some good men out here. But let me tell you, them ones that are stepping out all wrong, they messing it up for y'all. That's good. Just telling you. So
folks can't tell which one good or bad.
I think that God might be taking you through a process. You might even be going through a transition. You might have, you know, especially if you're my age, you might have, you know, might have lost your wife. You might be divorced. You might not have never got married yet. You might be focusing on your business or whatever it is you might be doing. I don't know, made some mistakes, transitioning to better yourself. Whatever it is, it's all good when you're moving forward and doing better. Those are you I commend. But them ones that sneaking up before you able to come up, they the ones being used to harden the heart of these women now, because by the time you get there,
they are done. They are blaming you for what the last person did and women and men, that's just unfair. You know, it's unfair that you have to take it out on the next person.
I know, because women do that too.
Yes, they do. They say, oh no, I'm not going to do this with him because the last time, or here go, don't pop up, don't. I'm not going to tell you where I work because I don't want you popping up at my job because my last girlfriend, honey. What you say, Jean? I don't even have time to pop up at your.
That was the conversation I had with the guy. I was like, well, look here. I'm a public figure. I don't have time to be popping up at your job and risking looking like a fool and risking everything God has had me to do as I'm trying to pop up at your job. I said, that was the question I asked him. He was saying that what school did he, he was a substitute teacher, and I was like, okay. Well, what school? Because my son is getting ready to go to high school, so I'm asking everybody about high school. If it's high school and stuff, I want to know the procedure, the process, and all of that stuff, what they looking for, blah, blah, blah.
That's fair.
I mean, he got defensive, was like, well, what you want to know that for? You asking a lot of questions. I said, oh, well, you know what?
Lord.
I don't know why you came up to me. I don't know why you approached me, but clearly you're not ready for me, so we're going to have to just not talk.
He's been on First 48 before, honey. He's been questioned down to the ground, and he just can't take no more questions.
I feel like we've been dating, and we went somewhere, went wrong. I mean, and we don't even know.
Exhausted. Exhausted, and I just met you, and I am exhausted. It should be easy, free-flowing conversation. You know, you should want to tell me where you work so that I know that you do work, Tommy. I mean, we need to... I want to see if you got a job. I mean, you know, it's just the people are so leery of people these days. So the world has changed. So people are just, I mean, I don't know if it's just fear or what, but it's just.
I don't know, but I didn't do it.
What'd you say, Dr. Jeannie? It wasn't you.
I did not do it. I wasn't there. I didn't encourage it. I didn't do it. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
But listen, tell us what, you know, and we're just going to pray for the brothers and the females that are doing that, because nobody should pay for your hurt. Like I told the gentleman, I understand you done been through some stuff, but so have I. I have been lied to, disappointed, cheated on, all of that stuff has happened. I should be on the top of the list of the poster person of disappointed in relationships. But you know what? I will not, I have to take accountability for what I did. If I allowed it, if I didn't ignore the warning signs, if I didn't care, whatever the situation is, I had to take my part, and I urged him to do the same thing and allow God to heal him. He was a believer. I said, allow God to heal you from that, because nobody should pay for what the next man has done, the woman has done to you. In my case, the next man.
Right.
Be open to enjoy your life. We're the same age, 48, 49 years old. Between 48 and 50, you know, it's just time out for all of that. You got to live your life and enjoy. If I hold everybody accountable and in my own space, they ain't even thinking about me. So why I'm mad? You know what I'm saying? Why am I mad and making everybody else miserable, and they done went on to what they like doing what they do? I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
Now, you know it's bad when you got to pray for them at the end. Now, you know it was a bad situation where you end the conversation with a prayer. You know it didn't go right when you had to put the Lord on them, girl.
I did. I swear I did. I had to. Well, Gina, listen, we got to move on. We can talk about this. We'll pick this up next time. I mean, we just want to help y'all out. And I said, I got a message that's coming out on my social media. I want you guys to check it out on Dr. Gina's radio chat and the Instagram, Gina R. Prince. I'm going to be telling what I think some of the Christian single women need to be doing in this season. It's only a minute long, but it's going to bless somebody. But listen, we got to go on to Trending Tea with Gina G. What you got, girl?
All right,
the
honey.
News reports. What's happening?
Well, there's a lot going on. First of all, I just want to say that the U.S. government shutdown is over. We getting our W-2s, and them child support checks is coming, ladies. Just hold on. We back moving, girl. Ladies, we are back on the move. The government shutdown is over. Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot going on. We got some good men out here. We got some bad. Of course, we discussed that. But my man, Robin Thicke, he has a pregnant girlfriend, a new girlfriend. He used to date Paula Patton, but, you know, that was over a couple of years ago from him cheating, but he has a new girlfriend and they're expecting a baby girl. Chrissy Teigen, she's pregnant. You know, that is John Legend's wife. She is pregnant. So with all this beautiful pregnancy women coming around, we got Ray J out here cheating on his pregnant wife. Lord, Lord, Lord. And so Ray J is apparently cheating on Princess, which is his wife, and she blames his friends. Yes, she blames his friends. She's saying that his friends are the reason why he goes out and he does all these things. Ladies, we got to stop blaming the friends, because he could say no. He could definitely
what is
say
she saying?
No.
She blaming the friends. What?
Yeah, she blaming the friends. She said it's his friends' fault. He should have better friends. So, honey, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story, child. But we got some people going through it with a home. We got Timberland. I don't know if you know Timberland. I know, don't do her like that. Timberland, which is Aaliyah's producer, and he's a great music producer, he has a court order to evict a gentleman out of his mansion because the sale did not go through. So this man sat up here and wrote a bad check, and now he won't leave the house, knowing that it ain't paid for. Knowing it ain't paid for, but he has to get him evicted out of the house, honey.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it's going down out here in the world. We also have, well, we've lost a few people. We lost a young gentleman by the name, oh, Lord, poor baby. His name was Fredro Santilla. And he was a rapper, you guys, but he passed away due to, like, an overdose on lean. I don't know if a lot of people know what lean is, but it's a cough syrup times 1,000. And a lot of rappers and children are drinking this. They mix it with Sprite. I don't know the recipe, but they do it. And it is killing. It is killing, 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 killing. So you parents need to watch out what your kids have in their cup. Double check it. You know, make sure their friends are not doing it, because it's not something that you'll see, you know, like right away, a side effect. It's basically cough syrup. So check your children out. If you see them sleeping more than usual, find out if they on that lean. Just find that out for one. And one good thing, my girl Mary J. Blige, you guys, she is up for a double Oscar nominee for her Netflix movie, Mudbound, you guys. I'm so excited for Mary J. Blige. She got her star a few weeks ago on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and now she is up for a double Oscar award. She is a double Oscar nominee. I'm sorry. So I'm just so excited just to see her growth from What's the 411 to No More Drama and Not Gonna Cry to her ex-husband won $35,000 a month, you know, for alimony, to her getting these awards. So it must feel good to be Mary J. Blige. So I'm just excited for the ladies winning. And we're going to pray for Monique and her Netflix boycott. We just got to get it together, you guys. As women in the Hollywood industry and women that are trying to be in any industry, we have to stick together. Our voices have to be heard, because we don't want to be hashtagging Me Too. So I'm just excited about Mary J. Blige. So that is all the trending tea that I'm spilling for y'all today on Dr. Gina Radio Chat. It's just so much more, but we got to come back next week.
Okay, so listen, tell everybody where they can follow you, Gina.
Well, you guys can follow me on Instagram, all the social media sites at Gina G Too Funny on Instagram. It's the number 2. On Facebook, it's T-O-O Funny. I'm so excited. Thank you. Follow me.
All right. Listen, and that's what we got to say about that. You got to follow us, you guys. It's time to lift up on Instagram and Facebook. Let's light it up. Okay, but listen, this has been an amazing show. I always have fun with you, Gina G. Thank you for being a part of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I love your segments. Domencia, you are amazingly fabulous with all of your trending fashions. I love the interview with William Demps. You guys got to go and purchase his new project on iTunes and Amazon, Beauty Out of You, Urban and Contemporary Gospel Music, and he slays hair, y'all. Y'all got to go check him out. And he's also an assistant pastor at Paradise Appraise Ministry in Seattle, Washington. You got to go and follow him on all social medias and check out whatever he's got going on. Again, he's been working with some of the greats, John P. Key, Fred Hammond, Kiera Sheard, Dorinda Clark, Dawkins and Dawkins. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and the man is doing his thing. God and blessed him, and so let him be a blessing to you. Go ahead and follow him. Again, follow us on all social media. Listen, if you're not living healed and living whole, you're not living in your destiny. It's time for you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We loving you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next Wednesday, you guys, bye-bye. Dr. Gina.